لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آذائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، طاسين ميم، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are starting Surah Shura. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He help us to complete the explanation of the Surah, inshallah. And the Surah starts with Ta, Seen, Meem. These are the verses of the book clear. Now the word came here, Tilka, is these. Tilka is used when something is far. And these are the verses Allah says. Means the level of verses are so lofty that Allah used these verses. Means those far away things which are so higher in the position in the universe. You know, throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're called, these are the verses of the book clear. The Quran is called book clear. It's a clear book. Its explanations are clear. Allah talked about it. But how these verses are so lofty in the station. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Perhaps you will kill yourself with grief for that they do not become believers. See, Prophet was sent as a rahmatul lil alameen. Means he was a saint as a mercy to the universe because of his love and affection towards the Allah's creation. And his love was so much, that's why his position is highest in the universe after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his love and affection towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wanted to guide human being towards their salvation. So more love, more pain, because he wanted to invite everybody towards salvation. He loved them so much that they should go to paradise, and people turned their back. And that hurt Prophet to the level that, you know, like Allah says, that perhaps you will kill yourself with the grief. This is so painful for you. That's why Prophet said, the way he was tortured, no Prophet was tortured. There could be different tortures in his life, which we don't know, because we don't know the details about his life. But we know for sure that the way he was tortured spiritually by being to the mercy of the universe and people turning away from the mercy of Allah and going toward hellfire. A prophet comes to the station of prophethood when he loves Allah to the maximum and he loves his creation to the maximum. Those are prophets. And our prophet is the chief of all the prophets. So that's why, you know, Allah was very concerned about his pain, and this kind of discussion came many times in the Quran about that, you know, you might kill yourself with this pain, or people want to turn away from the truth and from the salvation, you know. And that this kind of pain to some degree comes to the scholars too, because the scholars are the representative of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. And you see the pain of our Imam Zaman, he cries so much when he sees our deed book and he sees it, how much we sin, he cries so much because he loves us so much. And he knows that that's why we should not sin, so that our Imam does not cry, you know. Our deed book goes to our Prophet on regular basis and goes to Imam Zaman on regular basis. So we want to make sure that their heart is happy, not crying, with seeing our deeds, you know. Because they all want good for us. You know, they are more concerned about us than we are concerned about ourselves, you know. Because we follow our nafs desires and we just become our own enemy in the sense that we follow our desires and put ourselves in danger of going to hellfire. So they love us more than ourselves. So this kind of denial which came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this surah, this chapter is full of the explanation of the stories of previous prophets And this comes story about different prophets. Allah says how they were such a lofty station and people turned their back and denied them. And they didn't believe in them. So, and it was so hard on them. Allah sent salam to Prophet because of their highest position, and especially because they were denied. And they were tortured with the denial. Because it's a big psychological trauma when prophets are denied. In Nasha, Nunuzil alayhim minas samai ayatan, fa vallaf anakuhum taha khadiqeen. If we please, we should send down upon them a sign from the heavens for which they would bend their necks in humility. If Allah wish, He could send clear signs, like angels can come, right? And then, you know, people can put, accept Islam. But what good is that kind of Islam when, you know, clear sign, this kind of sign come and then you believe in Him, you know. That's why, you know, Allah says that, you know, many times these non-believers ask Prophet that, why don't you send some punishment, or why don't you send angels, why God doesn't come Himself? But the whole ideology of Islam is that you have to believe in unseen and use your wisdom, which Allah gave you the wisdom. That's why you get a paradise and you get a reward of your good deeds by believing in unseen, using your wisdom. When you believe in your wisdom and you follow Allah, then your level of refinement is so beautiful because you follow your intelligence, which is the biggest gift from Allah to you as a human being. We are the best creation of Allah because of our wisdom, the aql, the intelligence which we have. Nobody has that. And Allah wants us to use it and achieve high station with Him. But this verse especially is for the end time also, that when Imam comes inshallah, there will be a voice from heaven calling that he has arrived. And there was a time that everybody will be called towards Imam Zaman, inshallah. وَمَا يَأْتِهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ مِنَ الْحَمَانِ مُحَدَّثٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُقْرِدِينَ. And never comes there to them a new reminder from the beneficent, but they turn away from it. Every prophet came, they turned away. Why they turned away? Because they learned this world. They knew there is one God, but the world engrossed them in doing all these simple things, because they were afraid that if they believe in God and follow, that their heart has to stay away from these kind of worldly pleasures which comes from their sins, you know, like desires of your lower self. And that's why they did not get guided, because their heart was engrossed in the worldly desires. When your heart can have either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the worldly desires. You cannot have both, you know. So, and that heart who is Allah is an enlightened heart, is the happiest heart. But the people who have worldly desires, Shaitan tells them, this is the best joy you have, but worldly desire, keep enjoying it. But they don't know the real joy of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart and having the ecstasy of being the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the greatest joy which only the mystics get, you know. And that comes through Quran and Taqwa and Ahlul Bayt. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَّتِّي بِهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they have indeed rejected, therefore the news of that which they used to mock shall soon come to them. Allah says, since they rejected my prophets before, and they are engrossed in this world. So the news of that they used to mark shall come to soon, means the punishment will come to soon, like judgment day will come to soon. Hell will be presented in front of them. Those things are going to come soon because they turned away from the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَمْ أَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. Do they not look at the earth, how many of every noble kind we have caused to grow in it? Now Allah is saying, why don't you believe in me? I sent prophets, but don't you see around you all these vegetations, all these plants, and they are noble kind of noble. Why? Because there are so many benefits in them. Many benefits we still don't know about these noble plants, because for sciences behind all of your research. Inshallah, we know every plant has some meaning and beauty in that, beauty in them. So Allah says, noble kind which we have caused to grow. Now Allah uses the term zaujin, you know, like they are in the pairs, you know. We never knew that before microscope was invented that these plants are in pair, like male and female and pollination. But Allah says in the Quran about these plants like pairs, that are in pairs. This shows the great son of Allah's miracle in the Quran that 1400 years ago Allah declared. It's not only this verse, that it came a couple of times about plants, about living in the pairs, that these plants are male and female. But we knew about maybe 100-150 years before when microscope was invented that now really we have male and female plants. But Allah's miracle is that Allah said the truth 1400 years ago. So Allah said, do they not look at the earth, how many of every noble kind we have caused to grow in it? And there are all kinds of benefits in that, you know, just vegetables and fruits and we get medicine from them and we get shade from them. You can discuss all day those nobility. Awalam yara ilal ardi kam ambatna fiya min kulli zawjin kareem inna fi dhalika la aya wa ma kana aktharuhum mu'mineen. Verily, in that there is a sign, but most of them do not believe. Allah says there is a sign, but most of them will not believe in that. Now these plants, you know, they are imperfect in the sense that they need to have a pair, male and female plant, so that they can reach to the perfection, you know, and have more procreation, right? To reach to the procreation level, to have like seeds and more plants coming. Same way Allah sent the human being on this planet and wanted to give them perfection by having their pairs, having them to procreate, and then to guide them towards salvation so that they can go to paradise. How could we think that Allah has sent us, create us, and will not guide towards our eternal life? It's not possible. But Allah says, verily, in these there is a sign, but most of them do not believe. Why? Because they don't use their wisdom, they are filled with desires. They are short-sighted. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And verily your Lord certainly is He, the Mighty, the Merciful. Allah used two words, His two beautiful names, Mighty and Merciful. Mighty in the sense that if you deny me, I'll put in hellfire, I'll punish you. Merciful in the sense that I give respite. Despite of your rejection, I still give respite and I'm ready to forgive you if you accept Islam, accept my Prophet, accept the message and repent and come towards me. That's how Allah uses two beautiful names. Now Allah starts talking about the stories of the prophets who were denied. وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَى أَنِّتِّ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when your Lord called out to Moses, go to the unjust people. Go to the unjust people. Allah says, people of Pharaoh, unjust people, for two reasons. First, they were polytheists, and secondly, that they were unjust to Bani Israel. That's why Allah called them unjust people, because of these two reasons. Go to them. Then Allah says, Qawm of Pharaoh, Allah yattaqoon, the people of Pharaoh, will they not fear? The people of Pharaoh and us, and so will they not fear me? Why? Because every human being is created on his nature of his soul, fitra. What is the nature of soul? That every soul knows that he is from God and he is to present one day to God. You know, the people of Pharaoh were polytheists, but they believed that there was one topmost God, and other were like subservient God. But they knew that there was a topmost God who was a real, who is a real creator. So Allah sent Moses alayhi salam to remind them of one God who is a real God and be afraid of him, because everybody is afraid. You know, they used to worship the smaller gods just because they were afraid of all the situations, the worldly things and all that. They used to worship the small gods to please the real God. That's how they thought. Their mentality was very disturbed, you know. But they were afraid. Bottom line is afraid. But Allah says, will they not fear? Is fear the real God? So guide them. Guide them the proper guidance. Kala Rabbi inni akhafu an yukaddibu. Now, when Allah said, his answer was that, the answer of all the prophets, the fear of rejection, right? Said, oh my Lord, surely I fear they will reject me. Because rejection is the biggest trauma a prophet can have, because it's a big psychological trauma. It just affects so much the soul of prophet, in the sense that they get hurt because of their extreme love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, extreme level of certainty towards hellfire, extreme level of certainty towards paradise, and extreme love towards people, that they want to send everybody to paradise, but then they will laugh, joke, then they get hurt. And the heart is described further in next verses. وَيَزِيقُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْتَلِقُ اللِّسَانِ فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ. And my breast strains, and my tongue is not eloquent, therefore send for Aaron. And then he said that my breast strains and my tongue is not eloquent, therefore send for Aaron. Means when they will deny me, this is going to strain my breast, because I'm in pain and I am not able to talk eloquently because of my sadness in my heart. So send for Aaron, means make him also messenger, so he's with me, he's supporting me. So that he helps me, you know. That's why Prophet said to Mula Ali that, oh Ali, your relationship with me is just like Moses with Aaron, except after me there is no prophet. There's a position of Imam Ali, you know. He helped him throughout. Imam Ali helped him throughout from day one of Islam, when Prophet invited people to Islam. And Dawat Zul Ashira, Imam Ali was the one who said, I'll support you. He was 13 years old till the end of his life. The Prophet passed in his life. That's how Imam Ali helped him. So, and that's why in this situation, Musa alayhi salam asked his brother's help, because the mission is so hard. And he was afraid. I was straining his breast and not able to speak because of the pain and agony what he'll be going through with the denial. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَاهُمْ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. And they have crime against me, therefore I fear that they may slay me. Well, that they had a crime against him and he was afraid that they would kill him. He did not sin in this situation. I'll explain to you what happened there. One day, Prophet Moses was going in the town and he saw that one of his supporters was arguing against the supporter of Fir'aun, and the follower of Moses asked his help in this fight, and he was trying to defend Moses alayhi salam, his name, who called him for help against the person of Fir'aun. And in that defending, he accidentally killed that person from Fir'aun. He didn't mean to kill him, you know. So it was not a sin, but it was the situation it came to the picture. So he ran away from that scene, and that's why he ran from Egypt at that time. So when he was coming back, when Allah says go back to the Fir'aun, he raises concern that, and they will cry against me, therefore I fear they may slay me. So what is his fear about slaying me? It's not that he will be killed and he's afraid of it. No, his fear was that his mission will not be complete, which he was called for. Now when he said that, Allah said, Qala kalla fadhaba bi ayatina inna ma'akum mustami'un. Say, by no means, so go you both with our sign, surely we are with you, hearing. Now Allah says, no, it will not happen. You both go, I am with you and I hear. فَقْتِنَا فِرْعَوْنُ فَقُولَ إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So go to Pharaoh and say, verily we are the messengers of Lord of the worlds. Such a big thing Allah said. Go to him and say that we are the messenger from the Lord of the worlds. Allah. If he has some understanding, he would have stood up. And you see, they came as two great prophets. He should have stood up with respect, but he was full of arrogance. You know. So when Allah said that, you know, it will not happen, you go, you know, I am with you and I am here, you know. And it was a big mission for Moses alayhissalam to deal with Pharaoh of that time. And Allah, we saw that how Allah was with him all the time and Allah supported him, you know, in this mission, great mission, you know. We remember when, finally, when people of Bani Israel were with him and they were caught up between the Nile River and army of Pharaoh, they were losing hope. At that time, Moses said, my Lord is with me, you know. That's how the faith of Moses was developed from Allah. We saw how Allah helped him. More we have faith in Allah, more Allah helps us. And we saw these 40 years of Islamic movements all over the world, we saw that how the people of Allah followed the Tawah of Moses alayhi salam and confronted the Tabut of this world, the Pharaoh of this world, and how Allah was with them and how Allah gave success one after another. You know. They were not afraid of their death, they were only because Shaitan makes you worried about your life and fear your death. But we saw that these great souls which we saw in 40 years, how they were fearless and they walk on the path of Imam Hussain al Islam. We just saw in 40 years and how Allah gave success against Tawhid. And that gives us the lesson that we have to take risks in our life and follow the path of Moses. We cannot follow the path of Moses. And certainly our prophet's position is higher than Moses al Islam's position. That you cannot achieve those trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you have this belief that Allah is with us and Allah hears us. Moses showed the great miracles of Allah to Bani Israel. But what we have the miracle of our Prophet himself and Hadith and Quran. These are the biggest miracles which we have. The Quran is right in front of us. And if we don't have that faith in Allah, that He is with us and He hears us, then what good we have done in our life? And we have to tell this, that Allah hears us and He is with us by taking some risk in our life. You know, then we will have more faith in Allah. If we don't take risk, our faith will not increase, success will not come. We will not become the companion of Imam Hazrat. We do Zarat Imam Hussain and we say that, oh, wish we were in Karbala and we helped Mola and we could have been on those high positions. You cannot say brothers with the tongue. You know. We have to practice these things in the Quran and take a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah speaks in our heart, whispers in our heart, I am with you and we believe with certainty. We have to have that level, you know. See the love of Ahlul Bayt, you know. When Imam Hussain alayhi salam was reaching towards Karbala, he took a nap and he saw a dream and in the dream he heard a voice that this car was going towards death. So Imam woke up and asked his son Ali Akbar alayhi salam that I saw this dream about that this car was going towards death. He said to his father, are not we on the haq, the truth? He said, we are on haq. He said, why we to worry about that? Same way when Imam Hussain alayhi salam asked Qasim alayhi salam, how do you see death? He says, sweeter than death. What does it mean? Because his love for Allah is so sweet, so much sweetness was there, he wanted to meet Allah. Brothers and sisters, we cannot follow the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We cannot help Imam Hazrat unless we have this kind of closeness to Allah, which can come through Quran and pardon the Quran, loving it and waiting for Imam to come, so that we can make help him. But while he is not here, our mission is to learn Quran, follow the path of the Rasul Karam, Ahlul Bayt, and we live in the community and show with our behavior that we are the people of good behavior, you know, and teach Quran if possible. Say the path of, we are on the right path, teaching Quran, teaching the truth of judgment, believe in one Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So that the people can get guided. We need to love people just like prophets love people. If we don't have love for people, then we are not on the path of prophets. We should have rahma, mercy towards people. We should love people. We should invite people towards Islam. If we do not do that, then we are not on the path of prophets. Why we are not able to do dawah? Because we have not developed that love for people. Love comes with a good behavior. And then some lectures. Our sixth imam says that when you do tabligh, when you preach people, do not with the tongue but with your behavior. You know? Good behavior is important towards where you work, you with your neighbors, good behavior. Then you preach Quran also. But we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow the path and our Hussain alayhi salam, sacrificing ourselves, our life, our family, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to help Ramadan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Alameen, Allah Alameen.